So I'm going to start the recording. Welcome everybody to the Configuration Persistency Project for October 2nd, 2020. Today on the calendar we have, we'll discuss a little bit about the TSC presentation we made yesterday. We need to vote for a PTL. We'll talk about a comment that I got back, or that we got back from the voting cycle. We'll talk about how to address that. And we'll start with that though, and we can continue to other things if we have more time. Yesterday, Tony, myself, and Toyin gave a presentation to the third presentation to the TSC on the CMPS project, requesting it as a standalone project. And this one I thought went very well. The first one kind of didn't go so well, but there were tons of questions.
And from one perspective, that was really, really positive. They were
Yeah,
very
sure.
interested.
I mean, it got us, people were interested, it got us to think, but it also essentially, it didn't get us to the voting stage. And then R7, and then later in June, that was in April, later in June of 2020, we came back and presented with a TSC response slides, and then yesterday we presented the CMPS NR8, but with the backing of a lot of progress made on the POC, thanks to all the great work from the people on the call here, and I think we got past all the technical questions. There were fewer technical questions, and also we were just talking right before the call, or as the call started, about the Zoom bombing that happened on TSC. So there were only 18. There were, I think, about 40 people on the call. After the people rejoined, there were only 18. But Catherine, who runs the call, did allow us to proceed to ask for a vote. So far,
And
every vote.
she
Go ahead.
felt that there was sufficient TSC members present.
Correct. Right. Yeah. So that was good. And you can listen to the recording if you missed it. And so I have sent out the vote. So the vote has been sent. People are voting.
When's the vote to finish? Is that 12th
12th.
October? 12th October as well, yeah? Okay.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ends at 12 October.
And just as you're updating that, just a little bit higher up on this page, we also have the link to the Plugfest. Tuan was able
Yes.
to rescue that. So we've managed to upload it here on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, so we do have a couple new people. One of my colleagues, Carlos Manzanares, who's very knowledgeable in CM and database stuff, will be joining us at least at a best effort. And I see also we have Aditya Puttaparambil, and maybe Christian Kedron. I'm not sure if Christian has joined before either, but we'll run through some quick introductions here for people. So, Carlos, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Hello, everyone. So this is Carlos Manzanares. I work as a network management architect at Nokia. And yeah, I have quite long experience on configuration management. So I think it's around now 15, 20 years that I have been working with network management related topics and configuration management related topics. For the time being, I will be mainly a listener. I want to learn from you guys before I start to be an active contributor, so that I don't mess up with the current rhythm that you guys might have.
Sure. Yeah. Welcome. And I know there's a lot to catch up on. And this page, I'll point you to pages, but the portal page, for those of you
Portal page is very good.
who are new, I think this R7 project page in particular, I think, has links to kind of everything. And if you sort of browse around, you'll find all the work that we've done in the past year here. So this is the project page. And from here, actually, you can also, as you navigate up as well, you'll get to the main project portal page, which gives you a really good sense of all of the projects in ONAP. So I found out, by the way, it was kind of interesting. I was meeting with Chakra from the architect BTL yesterday. And I don't know if you're, this is kind of a really interesting dashboard website I'll point you to, which used to be Biturgia. But I found out there, he pointed out yesterday that that I'm one of the top three editors in ONAP. It's kind of interesting. But it gives you statistics of
Doesn't surprise me, Ben. We've seen the speed that you make changes.
Yeah, so it gives you stats about, you know, all sorts of, you know, Jenkins stuff and software code debugs. And there's about 5 million lines of code roughly in ONAP. And, you know, you see there's a lot of work happening, a lot of great work happening in the community. Okay. Next is Aditya. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Hi, I'm Aditya Puduparambil. I've joined the team recently from Bell side, Bell Canada. I'll be working with Bruno. And before this, I was working with the policy framework team ONAP for the past 7 months. That's all for me.
Great. And are you with EST Tech, Bell Canada?
Yeah. I'm from, I will be working from Bell side.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay,
I'm actually great. An employee of EST, but working from Bell.
Okay, now. I see. Great. Well, welcome. All right.
Thank you.
And Christian, I don't know that we've,
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, welcome. Yeah.
Hi, hello. I am from Samsung, and as you already know, Samsung is interesting with CPS and utilize the CPS features in our use case. So I started learning the CPS, so I am mostly interested with what you plan, guys, and maybe I will help because I already work for the CDS component in the ONAP, and also I have some experience in OM project. So hello.
Great.
Everyone.
Yeah, great. Well, welcome. Wonderful. Glad to have you on board. You know, as we do have in the project page, which is also a good page, I'll just give you the direct link instead of you kind of trying to stumble onto it. But this is the this is our long-term project proposal page, which you should also be familiar with here. I'll put that as a third link. And in way down on the page, which we need to talk about anyway later on, there is the resources and the people. So and the TSC does want to see that there are a lot of engagement. So eventually, we probably just want to put basically everybody who's involved in the team at least as a contributor, just to show that there is support. I think, you know, a brand new project raises a lot of eyebrows, needless to say, because it doesn't happen very often, and so they want to see that it's supported. But not only that, we've had a couple of projects that have been sort of de-scoped as well, and that has also rightly so given reason for concern about whether about the long-term health of projects. So okay, so with that, so let's move on to one of the biggest things that the TSC sort of raised a concern about, which actually I had thought about right before the meeting too, and I didn't have enough time to sort of react on it, but I knew they were going to ask about who's going to be the PTL and do you have a PTL, because they asked about that in the first two times you presented, actually, and I probably should have acted
ready
on
for it
sooner. However, Dan did help us because we did have a one-off meeting right after the call too, and you can listen to that follow-up call here. The audio is and video is here, where we were discussing all the questions we got and formulated better answers. So on slide 17 of the slides, the team kind of put together Let me just show that to you. It's easier to picture's worth a thousand words here. So so what we did was basically went over the responses. And this is a, you know, there are more in-depth presentations on CMPS, but yesterday is a good flyby, you know, 10,000 foot overview of CMPS if you're completely new to the project. So it's a good.
It was very much tailored to a continuation from the previous two. So we didn't want to get ourselves stuck in old territory.
Right. So these were the kind of questions we got, what kind of DB will be used and testing, you know, it's tough to integrate a new DBMS. Have you thought about that? And can our existing, you know, DB technology be used? and then have you identified a PTL and go ahead and vote. So we, you know, I was writing at first in kind of real time. And so we powwowed all our brains together and made more intelligent responses, I think, and I posted them. So for the voting stuff, there is an official voting process to vote on a PTL, which we'll probably need to follow next year. But I think we should discuss here now how we want to do it. And I think we have one nomination, and possibly our only nomination, Toyn, to be our PTL. There is definitely a huge amount of work to be a PTL. You know, there's not just like a weekly call, but if you look at the checklists.
Ben, sorry to interrupt there, for this annual process, when is that due?
So it happened.
Literally just happened.
It happened. Yeah, not long ago. And
it happens at the same time for every project, yeah?
It doesn't.
More or less.
Yeah, it doesn't happen exactly at the same time, but it's pretty close. It all happens pretty much within a month. And there is a process you're supposed to go through, and the people who are committers with plus ones, you know, plus twos have, in theory, are the people who have votes. We're a kind of smaller project, so I think, you know, we're kind of like the those sort of hometown neighborhoods where everybody knows everybody, as opposed to the large faceless. You know, I feel like the bigger components have maybe this is more appropriate for them. For us, I think it's probably a lot simpler, but we probably do have to go through the motions. Dan, who is a PTL, who was on the sync-up call yesterday, he did tell us that when the project starts off, and granted, it was probably a long time ago for CCSDK and stuff for him, and SDNC, I think he said that they just sort of, how, you know, they just say
put a name in
and given that we've already kicked off the vote, we probably should just do that. So
kicked off the TSC vote, not
the TSC vote. So does anybody else want to co-run against Toyn? I guess I should ask that. Going once, going twice. Okay, so
all right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Toyn, for I'll just write it in here. We just might have to just sort of go through the motions of, I'm not sure, maybe there's, I think it's like an email thing or something, and Condorcet election using the CIVS voting system. I'll have to continue to invitation vote for the CIVS.
So we don't have that yet, so you'd have to set up an active member list somehow first.
Yeah, right.
But is the voters only people in the project? Is that
it's supposed to be? Yeah. It's supposed to be actually even a subset of all the members in the project, just the people who are contributors. But we should probably actually just, I think I would just suggest, let's just add all the people in.
I just wanted a correction over there.
Oh, yes.
I think my contribution, this is Aditya here, my contribution will be from Bell Canada.
Bell Canada.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
My apologies.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
And even
that's my fault.
Yeah. And you did have two entries in Linux. I just put them both in.
The Bell Canada one is the one which needs to be taken.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure which one was which. Let me see here. Let me
profiles. Yeah.
Okay, so there were two of them here, and I wasn't sure which one.
I think if you see the email.
Okay, IDs. One is EST Tech.
That's the uppercase one. Okay, so it's probably the lowercase one then. Okay.
I just need for my own things I'm editing, I push to the left, so otherwise I have too many tabs open. Okay. All right, let's see. So, all right. So the lowercase one is the correct one, you're saying this one?
I think so.
Yeah, Bell Canada. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So let's delete the uppercase one here. Okay. Very good.
And maybe the email address also. I don't know which one you.
Yeah. So the logins are always based on email addresses. So this one, the lowercase one, is
that. So that is same one, but at bell.ca. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to add in everybody, and eventually, you know, at least there's plus ones. We have Christian here. And I assume, Christian, you know Paul or Machen, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Pavel is my boss, so.
Okay, I hope you know him well.
I know Pavel very well.
Okay, yeah. Good. And are you in UTC plus two?
But my email is a little bit different, but I will add it after all.
Okay, after sure. All. And I'll add Carlos in. I think you're a UTC plus one, right, Carlos? Or
It's plus three.
Plus three. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
And all right. Did I miss anybody? I think we have Bruno. Do we have Bruno? Yeah, we have Bruno. Tony, Ditya, Fred. I'm gonna add Fred in, even though he may not be actually, but that's fine. I think he's involved in the project, so. Fred, is it just your first name dot your last name at Verizon?
Yeah, it's fred.feislund@verizon.com.
Okay, great, thank you. And you're UTC minus four, is that right? Are you in East Coast, USA? Fred, what's your time zone? Fred, can you hear me? Or maybe we lost Fred. Okay, Rishi.
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, what's your time zone that you're in?
Eastern.
Okay, all right, good. All right, great. So you can, of course, go and edit this if I have anything wrong. And Christian said, I got his email right, not quite right. Is it just maybe your first letter of your, looks like the pattern is the first letter.
Yes, and also I am partner Samsung, partner.samsung.
Oh, okay. Partner, like that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. So maybe Toyn or Tony, did you want to look into this actual voting process? I'm not sure how this works, or instead of using everybody's time here.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll take that.
Yeah, okay, great. So,
it will be Monday before I get to it. Is that okay?
That's fine. I think if we can tentatively say you're the PTL, everybody on the call and who's basically, everybody on the project are all behind you. So I if anybody questions us, we can say, we just got to go through the motions, but, we've already elected the PTL. All right. So
chicken and egg.
Yeah. Okay, and let me mark it on the thing here. Let's see.
PTL.
Yes, yeah.
I think it's in the project proposal as well, that there's a slot for it in the...
Okay, right, let me see. There we go. Yeah.
Primary okay, PTL.
Okay. That's handy enough. I need to find these pages. I just look for my own name.
Yeah, you can actually, if you go to your profile,
I know. Yeah, you can see where you mentioned.
Okay, mailing list tag. So we need to figure out maybe.
I think that's part of the.
We need to set up a mailing list, probably. Yeah.
The technical stuff that Catherine was talking about.
And Jira project name and prefix. We probably need to figure out.
We have a week or something to do that once it's been approved.
Right. Also, I uploaded our actual TSC. This is the actual TSC meeting link to the meeting that we presented at. Maybe I could add the other ones too, but these are slides and stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. So on to the next topic, which I think is kind of important. So the only person that he actually didn't vote, he didn't go +1, -1, 0, but he gave a concern about, did you think about the next steps? Which looking through them, I think we have pretty much done that, but I don't think we have actually gone through this table yet, which we're going to do now.
There was one as well that I thought, the security review. We've not had an explicit security review of what we've done.
Anyway, let's just step through them. Okay. So there is a column, by the way, for if you're retiring the project, which we're not doing, and then there's if you're incubating the project, and the security one might be in the, I don't know if I...
No, it was up at 6 or 7 or something like that. I think it was in the same project.
I don't remember seeing a security thing. But anyway, so let's just go through them. Okay, so maybe we say the answer, or
put in a new column, I guess.
And then
the response. Yeah. So the description, put in a column for the response.
Yep.
I think that's a common page, Tony. We can't edit that, I think.
No. This is our project page. So this is
our project page.
I took this table and I took all of these.
Perfect. Yeah, because that's what I was going to suggest.
I took some time and I cut and paste all of these into a new
So this is incubation status. So yeah.
This is the all right. So our response is I've been giving a little bit of thought to the name of the project. Not that I really have a problem, but I think persistency might not be an actual English word.
It's not.
Bothered me a little bit.
My spell checker keeps giving out about it.
Yeah. So maybe we want to use like persistent. But I don't know. Maybe, let me see. Yeah. I keep getting the thing from the spell checker that this isn't actually a word. Maybe we should use persistent or persistence project, at least so. Do you guys have any objection?
No objection.
To using? Okay.
No.
Update the code
to reflect that it's not too
Yeah.
The first one, persistence rather than.
Yeah.
Persistence? Okay. Yeah. All right, let's do that. Because it's still early on enough that I think we can change it.
While we're on that, Ben, I noticed in the title you don't have the ampersand. The ampersand gives a bit of issues.
Yeah.
I prefer if we
drop it.
Pretend it doesn't exist. I prefer if we drop it.
Okay, all right, and that's fine with me as well. Okay, anybody have any objection to that? We're going to call ourselves the configuration.
Just in our documentation, anything like that in Java.
Yeah.
It's easier to have just CPS.
Yeah, I've actually run across that problem also in the architecture
diagrams.
There's always tools that don't like ampersand.
Yeah, exactly. Chucker actually, when I was working with him, he said, he suggested how about use the lowercase and, then he started propagating that too. And Tony and I were like, no, that's bad. That sounds good to me. Okay, great. I'll go through this page and update it after the call.
CPS, Configuration Persistence Service.
Okay, so this is asking, are we using any trademark names? Are there issues with, let me see, we should at least do our due diligence.
Okay. Not together.
So not together, and I doubt if I add those two together, I doubt that's going to be anything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Whoa. Okay.
There is one here. Yeah.
Interesting. And this is for geode. What is geode? Apache geode is a data management platform that provides real-time consistent data access to data-intensive applications through widely distributed cloud architectures. Well, there is something that uses our name. But it's a totally different project and not copyrighted or anything. Does anybody have a concern that this other project has? Let me see if I can find out more about geode here.
Can you also go at the end of the list? I'm not sure, but maybe there is another one at the last one of your list.
Let me just see.
Geode.
Sorry.
Yep.
I'm getting the geode as the rock. Let me see.
Apache geode.
Okay, let me see if I can.
I had a slight concern if they use similar artifact names, because we know, because we will prepend it, but you make it unique, of course.
So this company is actually Apache, of course, is a
basically a different repository and everything, so it shouldn't be conflict, right?
No.
Yeah.
Your group ID will make the difference.
Okay, let me just see. I guess we should at least note it.
Oracle also has something. Oh, no, it's configuring.
Okay, oops. What did I do? Okay, let me just... As I said, we should do our due diligence here at least. So where did I, okay. I don't know if I can add, let's see if we can add this as a link here.
Control K.
All right, project contact name, company and email, they're fine and documented.
So that'll be yourself, myself, and Tuan.
Sorry, before we move on, point one does mention the proposed repository. We don't have a proposed, but we haven't gone to that
process
yet, have we?
At the moment,
we're piggybacking in CCSDK.
Okay.
Those repositories are all short. They're essentially the capitalized, the first letters of each word, right?
So it's going to be configuration underscore persistence underscore service, yeah?
That's what I'm asking. I mean, are they long like that, or are they SDNC, CCSDK?
Hold on, let me just...
For those Git repositories, I think they're actually short.
I can find them here.
Yeah, they are actually, yeah.
So we would be CPS.
Where's the repos?
Just going to check if we have any conflict then with repositories or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I don't think that. Let me see. Hold on. So I was pointing us to the people's page. Let me so. Copy link location. Okay. Okay. Oops. I stopped editing. Okay. So there was another check. I guess there's sort of two points here, 1A and 1B, about the repo name.
And I'm checking in Garrett now. It's very slow for me.
Oh, shoot.
There's nothing called CPS anyway.
Okay.
And in the Garrett ONAP repos.
Project goal and purpose are defined, which I think is
project proposal. Yeah.
Well defined in our project proposal. Goal and purpose. Scope is also there.
Excuse me.
Okay, and resources committed and available.
Yep.
Which is kind of this one, actually. What did I do?
You caught it.
Project contact name, company, and email. I mean, I guess the PTL.
Yep, I presume so too.
Key project facts. Okay. And contributors identified. Do you think they mean, because resources is our contributors, do they?
I guess this is a statement from companies that there is a commitment, and the other one is actually identifying people.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I would read it.
Yeah.
I think it is talking about the code which has been committed and is available.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. A couple other people joined. Okay, so what do we want to say here? The code.
I think it will be updated once we create the repo, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So at this moment is to be defined.
I would presume 5 is all the people involved and 6 is really people that can actually commit code or adding code. Although we have something similar again on 7.
Initial list of, yes, elected proposed by initial contributors.
Well, we had a kind of a hands up. Elected, so it was elected, proposed.
Maybe this is the plus ones and those are the plus twos or something. I'm getting confused.
No, they usually call it committers, and so it's committers and what's the other term?
Contributors.
Yes, contributors and committers. So committers are the plus two and contributors are the
plus one.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is, and maybe that's what they're referring to here.
So they can also be found in the same page.
Yep.
Yes. Right.
That's the same answer to the previous question.
Right. Okay. All right. Meeting OSC, ONAP TSC policies.
Blanket yes, but of course.
Well, if they approve it, I presume we do.
Yeah, but they expect then that we will. So this is things like the non-functionals in particular. So things like code review, testing, security audits. At least that's my assumption. And it's, I'd have to say it's our intention to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a clear page that lists these?
I believe there are multiple pages, yes.
Yeah.
It's probably spread all over the wiki, I suppose.
It's quite a big, especially in the last two releases, the TSC has been putting a fairly big push on on things like documenting interfaces.
I might take some actions to find out more about this. I suppose I need to know about this.
Yeah. And maybe, Toyn, if you find useful links, put them here, I guess, so we have an idea.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks. And I guess we say
we intend to.
Yeah.
We intend to adhere to what we're aware of.
Yes. Yes. All right. As we find them, we'll. I mean, on this very sort of thing is why we're going through this table as a stepper policy, but. Trying to find them. Okay, so the proposal has been socialized with potentially interested and/or affected projects and parties.
Yes.
So the ones I can think of are the requirements subcommittee, the architecture subcommittee,
modeling subcommittee,
the modeling subcommittee, the end-to-end network slicing.
SAN PCI.
SAN, yeah, exactly, the SAN PCI. And I think all of these we've made presentations.
Do they only mean internal to ONAP or do they mean external as well?
I mean, affected projects. These are affected
projects.
Yeah,
okay.
I can put links to where we've contacted these people. So let me see. Okay, so the easy one is the one that I just had.
This one. Do you not just refer back to your that part of your wiki or something like that, as opposed to putting them all in.
Yeah. So we have presented numerous times in the architecture subcommittee and the requirements subcommittee. That's also an easy one too.
It was recently enough.
Yeah. That's why it was, should be relatively easy. I think I'm just going to point them to the R8 page. Because all are, oh, this is also a good one too. I'll put this in the chat. Copy, chat, paste. This is a slightly fuller presentation on CMPS. Oh, it's the modeling one. Oops, went to the wrong page. This one here. So this is the page of all the R8 proposals so far. And you see the CMPS. I should edit this here now. So the configuration persistence CPS project was presented there, and you can listen to that recording, and the slides are available too. So this is probably, if you're completely new, this might be a better presentation to listen to, as it goes over in more detail at a slower than breakneck pace of the actual project. Okay. Okay, and
that one was when I came back from holidays, so it would have been the middle of August for the architecture subcommittee.
Yeah. And right. We did present many times at the architecture subcommittee. And
most recently was then, yeah.
Right. We do have a more recent one as well. I'll find that offline. I can find that offline. What did I do? It's a refresh, reload. Okay. And we also, Jacqueline has been presenting in the modeling subcommittee, which Andy has just this past, Andy, so was it this past Monday? Days are running together for me. I think Jacqueline presented a couple of times, but maybe it was two Mondays ago.
It was two Mondays, last Monday week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the meetings were canceled this past week.
Right. Do you have a link to that?
For the resource call?
Yeah, the one where she presented on the CNPS modeling and she talked about the modeling proposal.
Yeah, I'll see if I can grab that.
Great, thanks. Okay. And these meetings aren't recorded. We should actually probably go to the network slicing call itself. And we've only had we haven't had as strong ties with the network slicing team, but because they work closely, because Swami's on both teams, he's certainly aware of that and is supporting them for R7. So it'll be more important in R8. Okay, cross-project dependencies. In the case where a project will require changes in other projects, those projects are listed in the proposal and a sponsoring developer in the project has been identified. So basically, if we require changes in other projects, which we kind of do for these two projects.
Yeah, those are pending.
Those projects are listed in their proposals and a sponsoring. Oh, wait, we're a project.
No, we require changes. That's not applicable, no.
These aren't actually projects. These are actually just requirements and use cases. So I don't think, I think here they mean projects, meaning, so projects meaning ANEI, you know, CDS,
EG,
SO, yeah. As opposed to use cases. So they're slightly different, actually. I have to always wrap my mind around the term project has a very specific meaning in ONAP. Okay, so are we requiring...
I put the link in the chat.
Oh, great, thank you. Sure. Are we requiring changes to...
No, we're actually wondering... Yeah,
components.
We were talking about that earlier, whether we needed to change the young parser, but no, we're using it as it is and we're extending it. So we don't have any dependencies that we require to change. Or non-identified at the moment anyway.
Okay. And then the last one, which I think...
Ben, that require changes on 10. Of course, we have dependencies on other components, not change. We don't require changes in any of the dependencies.
Yes, right. Okay. Tools have been identified and discussed with relevant partners. Once the project passes the review, the tools chains must be created within 1 week. Tools encompassing configuration management, CI/CD, code review, testing, team wiki, and user documentation.
Now, once the project passes review, so this is once it's been approved, we need to have everything lined up for this to happen in a week. Is that the intention there?
I think
that's
so.
That's how I read it, yeah.
Yeah. We do have a project page, at least we can.
And we have a developer page as well. I mean, Tuan, Tuan Rishi, and Neve, and
it's the tool chain. Well. It's a tool chain that has me a little bit worried, and I'm not quite sure what they mean with it.
Can you post the link to the developer page as well?
Yeah.
In the chat.
Bruno, do you have it handy? Actually, Bruno doesn't set it up.
Jeez.
It's stubborn.
It is very stubborn. Let me see if I can. Let me see.
I'm getting lost here again. Sorry.
There we go.
Okay. Sorry, I'm laughing. That's what I do as well.
It's like how to trick the auto indentation things.
Yeah. What's it triggered by?
Yeah. All right. Oh, and Camel joined us too. Okay. And for those of you joining late, we have a few new people, Carlos from Nokia, Aditya from Bell Canada, Christian from Samsung. You can listen to their intros at the start of this call if you missed it. The recording will be posted. Okay.
The developers page.
Thank you. I'll put that in. Oh, is it from?
Oh, sorry. Bruno and I got it at the same time.
I see it.
Thanks.
Right. Okay. Documentation. I think we're going to have an RST repo within our actual repo.
Yeah, that's the new way of doing things. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have it there eventually. I think.
Can you just? I'm not familiar with that term, the RST files.
So these are the files that they use to generate the document page. So they read the docs. So if you go to the read the docs page, then they're formatted using this RST. It's a markup language, basically.
Right. It's pretty easy to if you just look at an RST, you'll see it's basically just. It's a little like HTML, basically. So,
And it's part of the source now. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Okay. Some of these we probably don't immediately have to have some.
Well, testing is being developed as part of. We definitely have unit tests. We need to look at integration tests. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
And I think there is an ONAP goal to be better than 55%. Wasn't it 55% that was mentioned in the TSC yesterday?
Yeah, which I found a bit low for a new repo. I'm definitely striving for something higher.
55% testing coverage, is that what?
Yeah, I think that was mentioned, but for Tuan is saying they're aiming for higher in the code coverage.
So I do know a lot of projects use SonarQube, I assume we're using?
Yeah, we have that, Now it still needs to be automated, and I suppose that's part of the tool chain. So we're set up for it, but we need to get a CI job that runs it for us.
Right.
And that 55 is considered only with by Sonar, or is together with the integration test?
Well, code coverage should cover, it's usually a bit of a practical problem, but it should cover all your tests together. So you should be able to run whatever test you can run together in one suite in CI, and whatever that covered, you should amalgamate that and report that.
Mm-hmm. Because basically what they see usually is just cover what you have in unit test code, right?
Yeah, I know some people just look beyond, but it is possible to look beyond that as well and get more coverage.
Good.
Do we have, code review process or tools in place that we plan to use?
Yeah, we're using Garrett, which is standard tool, I suppose. Yeah. I haven't really looked up the process, and we're not following. But
okay, that's fine.
It's standard at this stage.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. So the other things we can action
because we need to begin to understand what it is specifically.
Yeah, we need to know what it means.
Get to repo to integrate. Sure. You know, how all that stuff works. So.
Right. And then I think there were some TBDs here in the. Here we need to Jira project name prefix. I assume this will just be CPS or something, but repo name or
yeah, we should put that in the first question. Is were they all short names? Tuan, you were having a look in the
gate. Yeah, they're just where's the screen gone now?
I had a link
for the Git repos. SDC. SDNC, CCSDK, they're all short names.
Yeah, they're all short names.
Okay, so then we're CDS.
Now, some of them have ONAP slash in front of them. Oh, sorry, that's the Nordics. Sorry, I'm looking at Nordics. Apologies.
So CPS is what we want.
CPS,
Okay, right.
So without org.ONAP?
For the repo name?
For the repo name, yes.
Okay.
The repos don't use org.ONAP in the actual repo name. AAI is just AAI. That's all it is, the repo name.
Okay.
So no org.onap here yet.
Mailing list tag. Probably CPS.
Let's be consistent.
Yeah. I don't know if... that's fine.
Who creates this mailing list?
That we need to figure out with help from the Linux Foundation. So Kenny and David.
Okay.
Will be a big help.
Okay. There is a list. I have a link to it somewhere. There's also a list server. Maybe it's this.
Ben, before we close, because we're running low on time, do we need to have a requirement for Honolulu for this?
We do already, right?
Okay, so I just didn't see it in the list that was shown yesterday at the TSC. There was, I think it was Kenny was showing the list. Now he had a filter, he had a private filter that he's now made public, but I didn't get to click on that link yet today.
Hmm. So if you find a problem or something, maybe, or if you have that link or something, let me know. And but the main process, the main process basically will have you go through the requirements, you know, subcommittee. So once you've done that, you should be. That's how all projects.
Yeah, David McBride sent it out this morning.
Okay, all right. Send me the link. Let me investigate.
Participants chat.
Okay. All right. Oh, time flies. Okay, so we covered all our major points. Did anybody have any comments on anything here that we've written? Okay, great.
I have one off topic.
Yes, sure,
Christian, go ahead. Here from Samsung. Getting back to my introduction and what we have in the wiki near my name isn't correct, so maybe we can correct that. Maybe I pronounce it not properly, but I mean not the CDS, but SDC.
I see.
SDC, not CDS, and not OAM, but OM. So we can very easily fix that.
The ONAP project.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I was confusing it with operations, administration, and maintenance there. Okay. Too many acronyms, too many TLAs in the universe. Okay.
And sounds very similar.
Yeah, right. Okay, great. Anything else on the things we've covered so far? So let's see. We only have a couple of minutes left here. And let me just quickly see. There is another PlugFest happening in about 2 weeks' time, which we're not presenting at. So
I thought we were...
We are presenting.
I think so.
We are presenting at that one. You're right.
We're hoping that we'll have something to demo, I guess, but it's a couple of weeks away. But
right. So maybe next week we need to review the slides again, which we have put together already, and there are R8 slides, I think. So. But we can, we can go.
Are we going to do a similar presentation as we did for the PlugFest 2 weeks ago, and then hopefully with a bit of demo if we're ready?
If we have something to demo, then we should absolutely demo.
Yes.
And then it shouldn't be quite so whistle stop and rushed as what we did for PlugFest. That was not my favorite format at all.
Yes. I think we'll have an hour time. I can check right now.
Yeah, I remember that now. This is an hour as opposed to 20 minutes.
Yeah, I believe we requested an hour, and I think we're probably going to get an hour. Okay, here it is. And let me put it in the chat for people who may not have a link to it or maybe new. You can go here and register yourself. It's free. I think it might be, it doesn't have the same login or something. Or it's your more general LFN thing? No, okay. I'm going to go to ONAP topics. And we are here.
Yeah. 1 hour is requested, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have an hour, so that's good. Okay. So we'll be talking about that next time. And let me just scroll back up to see there anything? Okay, so we plug fest. End-to-end network slicing reg service, ANI. Project proposal VDDF, created a project. Okay, all right. So for these things, these were the, we need to go to these teams to let them know about the registry service stuff, which yeah. I don't think we've done yet. AI, nope. The MDCPS. Okay, all right. Let me just put these as things we still need to do eventually, maybe later. yeah, after. Actually, I don't think they have a schedule yet. So just so people know, of course, you'll probably want to attend the VDDF, but also our presentation. The actual conference is happening not on the 16th, but I think the 13th through the 15th. So watch out for I don't think the schedule is up yet, but watch out for that. And I don't think we've been given a slot yet of when this is actually going to happen. I don't think they have the agenda is currently under development, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there's no agenda yet. All right, so we're at time. Any final comments on anybody from anything, or do you want to queue up anything for in the upcoming meetings? Okay, if not.
Maybe we want to update the naming on the presentation. Just don't forget.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do all that.
Hi, Ben. This is Kamel. Just want to... to know if the Honolulu requirements are freezed or still open?
Oh no, they're still open. So if people have new proposals, you should contact Ala Goldner to make proposals. They will. So the release of Guilin is ending mid-November, and this is typically when things freeze for the next release. So I would kind of expect probably mid-November is the very latest you can make requirements presentations, but the sooner the better, I would suspect. So it's been opened for a while now.
They have 6 requirements in so far, and a lot of people are copying. Right. Their existing requirements was one of the things that was mentioned yesterday at the TSC. Right. Candidate requirements will be frozen on the 1st of October, 2020. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, no, that's not right. But you do probably want to get them in sooner rather than later, make presentations at the requirements subcommittee. So I'm preparing one myself for plug and play coming up here. So
I put that link in the chat anyway, Ben.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. I have the link here already, right? This one? Or no, did you put something else?
Yeah, for the Honolulu.
Oh, yeah, for the Honolulu release
requirements. Because we're not there. We're definitely not in the list.
Oh, I see. Oh, really? Wait.
And we should be.
Let me see.
Is that because our requirement became just for the POC?
Oh, we're not here yet because we haven't created an REQ ticket yet. So all we need to do is create an REQ ticket. So that's just something that needs to happen. Then we'll show up. This is an auto-generated table. Maybe
there is a deadline for them. So
yeah. So Toyn, maybe you should probably learn how to do that too. So basically, you want to go to REQ1 and clone it.
Clone it.
Yeah. And if Tony, if you know how to do that,
I had to do this for the POC. Yeah.
Yeah. If you
but
know
I wasn't. I missed the deadline, so I wasn't actually able to clone it. The clone button was gone. So you've got to do this soon.
Yeah. So, basically.
You want me to do this, Ben? Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you do this? You can go here to the link I'm putting in the chat here. Just hit the clone +++.
Yeah.
And that'll clone this thing. And then once you fill out everything, to the best of your ability, and you can edit stuff, you know, obviously afterwards, then you'll show up in this table. It's an auto-generated table. Yep.
And most of the columns should be empty at this stage.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay, very good.
If you don't mind pasting the link so I can check if it comes up here.
I've already put it in the
chat.
Okay,
cool, thanks.
And in fact, okay, I should probably put it here too. So, yep. Okay, great. Thank you everybody for joining. I hope you found this useful, and have a great day and weekend.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye. Same to you, Ben. Thanks. Cheers. Bye-bye.